Mommy and Daddy. The people who loved me. The people who made me out of semen gizzards and egg milk. The people I'd been searching for my entire life. Before I disappeared, I was too short to even see their faces, and when I stood on a step stool, I could only get to belt buckle height. So in my first year missing, I remember calling the police to try to describe them. All I could remember was, Mommy had a laugh like cinnamon and mangoes. And Daddy had scratchy hands, like how Jesus's would be if he was a carpenter and not just a man who was lying about being God. The police said they couldn't help me. And they told me to stop spreading nasty rumors about Jesus or they'd put a bullet in my head. As I wait for my parents to arrive in the studio, I couldn't help but wonder, what would they be like? Very tall? Very short? One very tall and one very short? Maybe one with tall legs and short arms or long feet on short legs, or one would have very long... They're coming in now. Mom? Dad? From Earwolf Presents, in combination with the Sandusky Police Department and Mothers Against Big Chunky Kidnappers of Chickeny Little Kids, this is the disappearance of Dickie Donnelly. And here they come. They're coming in now. Hello.
Honey, there's gum on my shoe.
Mom?
There's gum on my shoe.
Dad? Let me get it for you. Hold on. One second.
There's gum.
Did you step in gum?
I believe I stepped in gum.
Why did you step? One second, okay, please. Where did this gum come from?
I don't know.
These are new shoes.
These are new shoes, and there's gum on my shoe.
It's me, Dickie Donnelly.
Just give me one second, please.
Hi.
Who is this?
It's Dickie Donnelly. I'm 5'2", open eyes, no eyelashes, jaunty knees, hurting feet, big ideas, stinky ass, looking for his parents' missing boy, Dickie Donnelly.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
How are you?
Hi.
Have you seen any gum lying around? Do you know where there was gum?
What gum? What do you mean?
Your father stepped in gum with his new shoes. We just stopped by Bloomingdale's. We were getting ourselves some gifts.
Oh, you're rich?
Yes. Yeah, no, we were, I guess so. We've
extremely
had a really
rich.
Good last few years financially. Yeah.
It's been amazing.
How are you?
Have you heard of oil?
Yes.
We have a lot of it.
Yeah.
But what you didn't have was me.
Did, God.
Did you?
Yes, that's right.
Did you miss me?
Yes, we did.
Us? Are you asking us if we missed you?
Yes.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
No, we did. We did miss you.
Did you see the posters? Dickie Donnelly. 3'2", big belly, little eyes, big nostrils, gust of wind, throw up in his jeans. Dickie Donnelly.
I did see something.
Yeah, you mentioned you saw something at the supermarket.
Dickie Roberts, the David Spade vehicle.
Oh. Yes.
I saw that.
Oh, I love David Spade.
Yes. Isn't he great?
He's great.
I never learned about David Spade. The only spades I knew were shovels where I had to dig to find my dinner.
I'm sorry about that. But, forgive me.
Honey, you're a card. You're a real card. Speaking of spades.
How are you? It's been a minute. We knew... God, when did we see you last? What was it?
When was that?
2015. I was 4 years old. I fell off the upside down loop-de-loop at Zimbabwe Roller Coaster Park in Ohio.
Zimbabwe Roller Coaster. 2015. Yes.
Now, what song? Nicki Minaj had a song that year.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
High-rise jeans were all the rage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it Anaconda?
I feel like it might have been Anaconda.
My dates might be off.
Yeah.
I can't remember everything.
Yeah.
But I know Nicki Minaj had a song that year.
I had a song that year, too. It went, where have my parents gone?
Oh.
Where did they go?
So you stole the melody from a Christmas hymnal.
Mm.
Interesting.
Listen, Mommy and Daddy don't want to deal with any legalities here, so maybe change the tune. But just walk me through this. We were at the amusement park, and I do remember we were on a ride, and you fell off.
Yeah, on the upside down loop-de-loop.
So forgive me. Mm-hmm. We
forgive your mother.
We assumed that you had died. So we kind of just kept on trucking along, and we really didn't look into it.
But
because I remember that week I had to go to the doctor.
Yes, you had to go to the doctor.
Yes.
Yes.
And I had to get that mole removed.
It was a mole. And it could have been anything.
It could have been anything.
It could have been anything. And we had to be careful.
Yes.
Because one thing I won't tolerate is my wife dying.
Sweetheart, you're too kind.
I won't tolerate it. I'll march right up to death's door and I'll say, close it.
But
my wife will not be dying around me.
Yeah, what about your dicky dying?
Who?
You thought it was dead and you didn't even have a body and you forgot all about me?
Oh, honey, listen. We were very excited. I remember my pregnancy with you. Actually, I don't. I was very heavily medicated.
Yes.
But we were so excited to have you. We always wanted to have a child. And we did.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we loved you as our child, I mean, I gotta say, parenthood is work, honey.
Have you seen the show? Have you seen the show Parenthood?
Yeah.
I've never seen a TV show. I grew up in the woods with the other kidnapped kids who escaped from Trent Dunphy. You guys don't want to seem to hear about it.
They don't have TV?
No, we live
miserable
in coconut
existence.
Trees.
Have
coconut
you never
trees?
Seen America's Got Talent?
No.
Oh, my God.
You never?
You're missing out.
Gosh. Nick Cannon, Terry Crews, one of them hosts something.
Mm-hmm. Maybe together.
Maybe together, maybe separately.
I think
separately.
That they're the same person, to be honest with you.
Honey,
No one's really on the same page with me with that one.
Listen, what did you say your name was again?
Dickie Donnelly, 5'2", little hands, big heart. Sad eyes, empty promise, Dickie Donnelly.
You used to say it faster. I was impressed when you said it faster.
Yeah, that took a long time for it to get
time.
Out of your mouth. Well, so what do you want?
I've stepped in gum. Ugh.
I know, it's very upsetting.
Brand new Luba Tunes.
Dickie, sweetheart, can you do me a favor and get your father what do you want, a wet wipe?
I need a wet wipe. I need a toothpick. Mm-hmm. And make sure the toothpick is sturdy. I do not want it to break in the grooves of the Luba Tunes. And I need alcohol, rubbing alcohol, at least 91%.
Okay.
Okay. I need a little WD-40.
Okay.
Make sure the can has a straw.
And some peanut butter as well, because that really does get the gum out of things. If you could do that real quick, sweetheart.
Will you say it again? What you just called me?
Sweetheart?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you like that.
Looking for you guys for so long.
Us?
Oh, that's sweet.
I put up posters. I went on radio shows. Even this podcast. It's an investigative journalism podcast.
Oh,
radio.
Hold on one second. Hello? George!
Oh, George is calling.
It's our real estate agent. Hold on. George, hi. Is the Malibu property selling or no? Okay.
We're moving to Malibu?
Okay, fantastic. Okay, bye, George.
Is it selling?
It is. It just sold today.
When you sell a house, it's like losing a child.
It really is.
But you know what? You get over it.
I know. I loved that house so much. I mean, we are $25 million richer. I will say that. It was a really good turnover.
Gosh.
But the connection that I felt to that house.
Excuse me. Do you guys?
You gotta get me to cry.
Is just,
don't you get me to cry?
I don't think I've ever loved anything more than that kitchen, to
don't
be honest
get
with
me to
you.
Cry.
I'm going to cry, too. I'm crying, too. The three of us are crying.
I'm sorry, Dickie. So what were you saying?
I was saying the day I went missing, you thought I was dead, but there was no body. Explanation?
Well, bodies... Well,
bodies
we
disappear.
Up.
They.
Yeah.
We just didn't look.
You didn't look?
No.
What I assumed was that when you fell from the roller coaster, you fell into the tide pool and were eaten by an alligator.
Because there was a pool under the roller coaster.
There was.
Oh, I fell on the hard part.
It was jungle themed.
It was jungle themed.
There was water.
Hey, you know something about that. You were living in the jungle.
Yes, after I was kidnapped, I escaped the helicopter of the kidnapper, and I
lived in a helicopter.
Wow, it was a
I
big operation.
So bad.
I know we've actually been in the market for a helicopter.
We've been
do you
to
know
get
what kind it was? Was it the MG-40?
I don't know. I think it was the Blue 4200.
Blue 4200. That is a nice one.
That
what
is a nice
what
one.
What a guy. Maybe you can get in touch with him.
I did. He's the one who led me to you. He also stole your wallets on the upside down loop-de-loop, and that's how he's able to give me your name.
That's why we couldn't book that trip to Tahiti.
That's exactly what it was.
That's where my wallet was.
And that was before TAP.
Ugh, jeez.
I'm excited because it seems like we're going to have a fun family dynamic now. We go to Tahini, we live in Malibu.
Oh, sweetheart, Tahini is a sauce.
I've never had food.
You've never had food?
You've never had food?
Not really. Mostly dirt and the hair that comes on the outside of a coconut because too weak to break it open.
And are those rich in calories because, you know, your weight?
I don't know if they're rich in calories. I don't know if I'm rich in money, but I know now I'm rich in love.
That's nice.
That's very nice.
I guess this is the time to tell you, Dickie. God, why did we choose that name?
I don't know.
Is that a family name?
You know what it was? I was scratching my balls when we were thinking of a name. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Dickie, come on.
And I laughed and I laughed. And anyway, it stuck. I guess this is the time to tell you that you do have siblings.
I do? Mm-hmm. You had more squirted out babies after I got disappeared?
Well, yes, they were surrogate. But we have our other son, Geronimo.
Geronimo.
A brother!
He's doing well.
He's lovely. Yes. Oh, God, he's so beautiful. We love him so much.
My little brother, how old is he? I'm 12. He must be...
He is 6 months old, actually.
Oh, yes. He's so fresh.
Yeah. Yes. And we've been trying to rebuild our family for a long time.
So just me and Geronimo then?
No.
No, you also have a sister named...
Anguilla.
Anguilla, yes.
I was Googling places when we came up with her name. She's 5 months old.
Oh, because they had different...
Different what?
I don't...
Different what?
Different...
We had many women pregnant with our children.
Okay, I see. So that's how come
we have many surrogates on payroll. Yes.
Payroll.
Is there an issue with that?
No, I'm just trying to learn.
Are you going to judge the way that we have our family?
It feels like she's judging, honey.
I don't feel like being pregnant.
No, I just didn't learn.
I hated the first time and I didn't want to do it again.
Yes.
You hated being pregnant with me, Mom?
I mean, does anyone love being pregnant? My God, I couldn't smoke, I couldn't drink, I couldn't fuck.
Exactly.
Wait, did I? Well, okay, question for you, because I'm trying to tie up a lot of loose ends here.
Sure.
I slipped out of the roller coaster because I was much too chickeny, and Trent Dunphy said I looked malnourished, and he looked like I was from Staples or Home Office Depot or something, because my torso was like a post-it note.
Get
and
to
my
the
legs
point.
Were like, okay. I was very skinny. Was I premature?
You were right on time, honestly.
Yeah. We just didn't feed you much. Yeah.
We didn't want you to be a fat baby.
Right.
Fat babies gross me out.
Rich people cannot be fat.
No. So I rich?
Well, we are.
We are rich.
We are rich.
Can I be part of it?
Can you be
part of it? Listen, if we're going to do this, I mean, if we're going to reconnect, I just want to be sure that, you know, we're not meddling in each other's finances.
Yes.
Oh, I have 40,000 coconut dollars. That's the little crappy parts of the white part of the inside of a coconut. You can trade them for a kiss, a hug, or a wood to sleep on.
Well, I don't think that'll be an issue. I don't know what country has that kind of currency.
It's the island of lost kids, where I've been for 8 years, thinking about you, singing the song about you. Where are my
bells I miss? Again, stolen property. That's somebody else's song. I know it is. And I'm trying to figure out what the number one song of 2019 was.
2015 was the year I went missing.
Ah, yes, that's right. Not 2015.
2015?
15. Are you sure?
I don't know. I guess I thought that it would have been a more memorable day for you guys.
Was that the year that La La Land came out?
2015?
God, I love that film.
Or 2019?
2015.
2015.
Or did La La Land come out in 2016?
I want to say 2016 or 17.
God, what a fantastic film experience that was, seeing that in the theater. That was magical.
Did you guys have a funeral for me?
A funeral?
Ooh.
I don't like sadness.
Me neither.
So I don't like funerals because I don't like to be sad. I only like to be happy.
We did have a benefit, though. It
yes.
was a large, it was about 3 days after
gala.
The incident. We had a gala in one of our homes.
Yes.
And it was about selling each other marble. We had
yes.
sort of this group chat of friends that also enjoy collecting large pieces of expensive marble from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having this beautiful gala. And at one point, I think we did mention in our speech that our son had died
yes.
or was presumed
vaporized,
dead.
Presumed dead, maybe perhaps eaten by an alligator.
Mm-hmm.
And we, they paid us so much money.
They did.
And we thought about you a few times.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did?
In the shower once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Or
what did you think?
While we were making love in the shower, we go, this is how it happens.
Right. God, I love making love to you.
Oh, I love making love to you.
Oh, my goodness.
How did your marriage survive the stress of losing a little boy?
Honestly, I don't know. I think it's just the magic of money.
Magic. The money magic. The magic of money. We have so much of it. And we were just able to literally wipe our tears. Very few of them, by the way. Wipe them with the money that we had.
$100 bills, to be exact, yes.
And then we set them on fire.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so I really made you cry. You loved me. You missed me. You wanted me back.
Well, what was actually making me cry was the allergy attack I was having.
Yes.
Watery eyes. And I could not, for the life of me, find a Zyrtec. And I don't like to spend money on useless things. No. So if I know we have Zyrtec in the house, I'm not going to send Carter out to get more Zyrtec.
Yeah, we can't have pets in the house because your father's very allergic. So yes. If you have pets, you cannot come home with us.
If you've ever been near a pet.
Are you dirty? I'm a little dirty on account of living in an abandoned playground and eating from dumpster ground and coconut breath. But other than that, I think I'm okay. And if you have a shower, I'll use it.
Well, the issue with, you know, your father's allergies is, you know, one of the things he unfortunately is very allergic to is coconuts.
Yes.
So if you have been dealing with directly with coconuts, you know, that stays on your skin for, I've heard sometimes, gosh, years.
Years. I can only ingest coconuts through cake. Mm-hmm.
But the hair specifically, that is what hair he's allergic to.
Why do they look like bowling balls? You ever noticed that?
I have. That is such a funny observation, darling.
My parents are funny. I always imagine what it'd be like to meet you. I have some questions for you, if that's okay.
Yes, of course.
Ask away.
When I lived on the island with other kids, when we did bad things, we tried to have boundaries and structure. And if somebody did something bad, we'd do spank train, where somebody would get spanked really hard. And then you could turn to the next kid beside you and you could whap them as hard as you could on their rump, too. And the next kid could whap the next kid as hard as he want on his rump or his belly button. And then go rump to belly button to belly button to clavicle to neck to throat to head. And just hitting like in a spank train. But what would you have done if I lived at home and I did something naughty?
You know, I feel like you would directly be dealing with the nanny or the au pair. So we wouldn't really...
Oh, I love pears. I only ever got to eat two. They didn't grow on our island.
Oh no, darling. Mm-hmm. An au pair is just a French nanny.
Who raised this thing?
I raised myself. I love my mom and dad.
Okay.
Okay, well, so how would the nanny have punished me?
You know, that is up to her.
What's the nanny's name?
Well, the nanny that we have now, there's one named Francesca. She is a lovely German girl.
Yes.
And the other, we have a Manny, and his name is Jose, and he is a Spitfire. He really keeps everybody in line.
Are they those two standing just outside the studio looking in the glass, waving at me?
Yes, that's them.
They look so happy to see me.
Yeah, well, they're getting paid, so they should be happy.
I'm waving at them back. Oh, she's crying. They look so happy to see me.
Tiki, when you were a child, your nanny's name was Floor.
Floor.
Like the French word for floor.
Like, fleur, like flower?
Floor.
Flair. I think she pronounced it flair.
Okay.
And how she would punish children. Oh, this was such a fun way.
It was hilarious.
She would take them to a theme park and not strap them into the roller coasters.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
What?
I think I remember the number one song from 2015.
Wait.
What is it?
Was it Am I Wrong by Nico and Vince?
Wait.
How does that go?
Am I wrong? Thinking that we could be something for real.
Excuse me, are you saying that my nanny went to punish me by strapping me into a roller coaster knowing that I would plunge to my certain death or get kidnapped by a man in a backpack named Trent Dumphy and taken away forever as punishment?
I don't recall saying that.
How old are you, 29?
I'm 12.
Well, that's half of 24.
You look 29. Those days spent on this magical forest island. What was it called again?
Island of Lost Kids? I don't know. We didn't really name it.
Is that near Bali? Oh, I want to go to Bali so bad, hun.
Oh, I would love to go to Bali. That's a place we have not been to yet.
Yes. Yeah, I haven't been either. Maybe we could all go.
Well, it's sure. not really meant for
you know, I mean, it's not.
It's not meant for guests?
It's not really meant
the
for guests.
The island of Bali?
It's not really meant for guests.
The entire island.
What do you mean?
We don't bring guests.
But we're not guests. We're your kids.
It's a policy.
Family.
I'm so sorry.
There are things that we do, and then there are things that you do. And that is how all life works, really. We do what we do.
Yes.
And then you also do what you do.
But I bet you we have more in common than you think.
I highly yeah.
Everyone say what your favorite kind of hug is. Big and long.
Tap. Tap on the shoulder.
Short and...
Stout?
Stout, yes.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Everyone say what your favorite kind of pudding is. Pudding wherever I can get it.
Well, I was going to say tapioca.
I was going to say figgy.
Okay.
Well, at least we all like pudding.
That is true. I do. I do like a tapioca here and there.
And I like a figgy. Now bring us some figgy pudding.
Do you Talented guys want to try holding hands?
Okay.
I've got gum on my shoe, so I just can't.
Just hold the hold.
I'm touching
hold
you.
Hand.
I'm touching your fingers.
Okay.
Oh, I'm starting to itch.
I feel so good. Okay. I'm feeling love. I never touched a woman's skin before. And I touched a man's skin once, but it was the guy who kidnapped me. But it wasn't anything more than scary. How to say scary to hear a child say I touched a man's skin, but not in a scary way. Just finger, but not in a bad like finger for the backpack part. Like just only like when he put me in the backpack, there was a finger. One didn't go anywhere in any inside anything. But never touched a woman's skin before, and your hands are so soft.
Thank you. I got them. I get a peel.
And your nails have art on them.
Yes, yes, they do. My pinky is an American flag.
Wow.
And then my ring finger is a T. My middle finger is an R. My pointer finger is a U. My thumb is an M. And then I ran out of space. So on my other hand, my other thumb is a P.
I can't spell. What does it say?
Well, this American flag. And then if you put my two thumbs together and then the fingers on my left hand and then put my other fingers down, it says Trump.
I love Trump. We had one on the island. We used to play it all the time.
You had a trumpet on the island?
Yes. It had been washed up from an old pirate ship, the Haunted Trump, where you blow into it and then poop comes out.
Haunted indeed.
You guys should come back and visit me at the island. I'll come to see your house and we can get to know each other, and you could come back to see the island where I've been spending the last 8 years.
Oh, you like living at the island?
No,
you want to stay there. This is great news.
No, I'm hungry and cold and I have bug bites.
Oh, we can take you out to McDonald's after this, after our little negotiation conversation, and then whatever the island is, you know, we can drop you off.
We'll have Jose take you back to McDonald's.
Yeah, we'll see you off.
And you can get anything you want off the dollar menu.
Is there any way I could come back to your house?
Oh, jeez. Well, listen, you know, we are in the middle of massive destruction at our house.
At our house.
Our house.
Our house.
Our house.
In the middle of our street.
It's our house.
Yes.
No, it's our house.
That was 1983.
Dickie. Mommy.
Dickie.
No.
Daddy?
No. Call me by my name.
Daddy, mommy, Dicky, Dicky, daddy, mommy, Dicky, 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 love, love, our house, our street. Dicky, mommy, daddy, Dicky, Dicky, mommy, lovey, daddy, family, Dicky, Dicky, mommy, I love my ham, my family, my Dicky, 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 Dooku, Dooku.
Another stolen melody. That's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Oh, goodness. Well, to answer your question, we do, we are putting a sauna in the kitchen. And so the house is just a mess.
Kidnap Vietnam, Dickie doing nothing wrong. Please, let me come live with you. I'm a wealth of entertainment. I won't eat any bread in your home. And I only sleep with one, like, even toilet paper for blanket.
You only sleep with one even toilet paper?
Yes.
What kind?
Does it matter? Off-brand, in-brand, Charmin, Bear?
Is it just one ply? is your blanket?
I'm still pretty skinny. I can be covered by the width of the toilet paper roll.
And you say you don't eat bread.
I don't.
This is an interesting prospect.
It
is. Mom, I can help. I can even show you my diet. It's just dirt and coconut fur, and it's no calories at all. And I can show you how to be so chickeny like me, if you like that.
Coconut fur is, I'm allergic.
Oh, and yes, Dad, right. I can teach you everything I know about pirates. Trent Dunphy made me watch Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl 67 times, and I saw Pirates on the Island.
Wait a second.
You like pirates, right?
That is my favorite film.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Me too, Mommy.
Oh, God. When the pirate goes on that ship and they find the crystal skull.
Yes.
And they say that line. That line is...
Oh, the crystal skull.
Yes. I've heard it millions of times.
My favorite line.
And Mommy, we're reunited.
I've never met anyone who's loved that movie as much as I do.
We have so much in common, Mama Bear, Mother One.
Darling.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
I think we need to bring our son home.
Is it time?
It is.
Wife.
Yes.
Dickie Senior.
Yes.
I have gum on my shoe.
God damn it, Dickie, can you please get a napkin for your father? He has gum on his shoe.
Bring me home and you can use my teeth as a gum scraper for the rest of your life.
What?
You can use my head as a nutcracker, my butt as a coin keeper, my feet as a cheese grater. You can do whatever you want.
I do need a coin keeper.
That's true, as do I. I don't trust the banks.
So many loose coins everywhere.
I promise you won't regret it. I'll be a good big brother to all my little baby brothers and sisters. I'll sing to them. I'll wash them.
Will you sing original songs or will you continue to steal melodies?
I'll sing original ones. Ones for you and me, Daddy. Just the two of us.
Ah.
No.
We can make it ring, 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 ring. That's for you, Daddy.
Is that ours?
That's our song. Our song down here.
What do you say, Sean?
All right.
You'll take me home?
Yes.
Yes, yes, Yapila. Where am I going to sleep? What's my room look like?
In the pool,
yes.
Awesome. On a floaty or have to be underwater, hold breath?
All underwater, hold breath.
I don't mind.
And we all, our family gets 8 hours of sleep a night.
Yes.
Nice.
Anything less and you're gone.
What do we eat for brekkie?
That's not up to me nor my concern.
No.
What a ridiculous question.
Do you mind if I bring the nannies that are outside waiting to come in and talk to us for a second?
Sure.
Yes.
I believe you said one of them was heavily German.
Yes, it's who are these today? They are Francesca.
Jose and Francesca.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, please, do you mind if you share your mic with them for a second?
No, I'm going to go get this gum off
Francesca.
My shoe.
Francesca. Okay, they're coming in.
Oh, good. Hi, please come and have a seat. I'm Dickie Donnelly. I am now the little boy of the manor.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dickie. It is so nice to finally meet you.
Wow, you're straight from Germany, aren't you?
I am. Wow. I just got here. I am working with the most wonderful family. They have been so kind, and I am able to...
Well, I'm your boss now. Clean my feet.
Hey. Don't talk to her like that. I am Jose, and I am so happy to be here.
Straight from Germany as well, I detect.
Yes.
We work together so often that we now sort of talk the same as it goes.
Aren't you two just cute as little buttons?
We are so happy to be here. You are like a celebrity to us.
We hear about you all the time.
Yes. Really? From my parents?
Yes.
No, from Yahoo News.
Yes.
Oh, really? The newspaper cares that I've been missing for this long?
You've been on the news for so long. And that is mainly why I started working with the Donnelly family.
We learn English from Yahoo News.
Wow. Man bit by bear.
Yes.
Lady goes missing in forest.
Turns into bear and bites man.
Wow, you guys have really memorized all the Yahoo and Bing articles.
Yeah.
This little girl didn't know what to do with her shoes, and then she bought a car.
Do you want to lose belly fat? We'll try these tips.
I think I'm getting it. Thanks. One. Thank you, guys. Well, I'm going to come back to the mansion and live with everyone. What's wrong? It's exciting or it's good news or it's bad news?
You will sleep in the pool with us.
I have never been so excited in my life to have a companion friend.
Yes.
How do we breathe under there?
We sleep.
Tarp on or tarp off?
Tarp on.
It's very, very dark.
And warm. The pool has not been cleaned since you left originally.
No, it's very dirty, but also we have become survivors. Yes. So we take all of these straws.
Yes.
We tape them together. Yes. And we sleep at the bottom of the pool.
Yes.
And we use the straws to go to the top. And that's how we are able to breathe in the pool when we sleep.
Wow, we have so much in common. I regret before when I was barking orders and said, I'm your boss now. I just was trying to sound like my daddy and my mommy. But really, I'm more like you guys than my parents. Because when I lived on the island, I slept in the bottom of a saxophone. I ate mud for coffee. And I got spanked by other kids night and day. I think I'll be pretty at home sleeping in the bottom of the pool with you guys.
I would never spank you, Dickie.
Wow, thanks, Francesca.
I've always wanted a child, but I was in a terrible tricycle accident when I was 12, so I am not able to have children.
And you're only 13 now, right?
Yes.
And the tricycle is still inside of her.
At the bars, yes. The handlebars.
Oh, that's why you wheeled in here so fast.
Yes. Yes.
And
it's able for me to stay under the pool for a long time because I'm half metal.
The movie Saw is based off of her Jigsaw.
And that makes sense why how come your eyes are red spirals.
I never... Unfortunately, I never saw a chick from that movie franchise. That is why I'm on strike.
Oh, wow. Well, they misinterpreted you. You're just a nice nanny. When you said, do you want to play a game? You were just asking the kids.
That is what I told the police, yes. But they did not believe me.
And what about you? What's your name again?
Jose.
Jose
Feliciano.
How did you find yourself coming to work for my rich-ass parents?
They found me.
Where?
In Germany.
Where?
On the Berlin Wall.
Oh.
Buried under some rubble.
There are people that lived there.
A long time ago, I guess.
1989.
Wow.
November.
Wow.
David Hasselhoff pushed the piece of the wall onto me.
I love David Hasselhoff.
Yes, I know. I am not allowed to say negative things about David Hasselhoff around Francesca.
Mm, by German law.
Mm.
I will say that they found me and they rescued me. I've been there since then.
And do you like to care for the other children, my little brothers and sisters, and Angola Huliar and Gerani Hunimo?
Geronimo. Geronimo is my favorite. He is such a little spitfire, and his favorite fruit is banana. Well, what a little guy he is.
Yes.
Oh, well, I can't wait to meet them.
Angola's favorite fruit is starfish.
It is, yes.
You seem to know everything about these kids.
We love these children because we are the only people who will love them.
What do you mean? What about Mommy and Daddy?
We have to go.
We have to leave.
Oh, no, my mom and dad are coming in. They have two nooses and they're putting them and they're dragging you back.
It was so good to meet you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Bye.
David Hasselhoff.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
You won't believe this. I stepped in more gum.
Wow. And just like that, the Dickie Donnelly story had a fairy tale ending that a Shrek movie could only dream of. I was no longer Dickie Donnelly, little annoying missing boy. I was just Dickie Donnelly, little annoying. I was safe now and forevermore, could never be disturbed, upset, bothered, or taken ever again. I had a family. I had a name. I'm Dickie Donnelly, and I'm here to stay.
Backpack delivery?
We're recording in here.
Oh, all right. I'll just wait right out here.
What did you say? Backpack delivery?
Backpack delivery.
I didn't order a backpack. What the hell?
Oh, yeah. Sirius is giving away free backpacks to all their favorite hosts. So I work for Sirius.
Oh.
And, here. Okay. Just go ahead and look inside. Make sure that backpack's the right size for you.
Gosh, your voice sounds familiar.
Oh, I'm Howard Stern's brother.
Oh, that's funny because we're in the Sirius building. So yeah, I thought that maybe I'd run into you.
Howard got me to work here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on in, Dickie!
I had been taken again. The Disappearance of Dickie Donnelly is produced by me, Dickie Donnelly, 2-foot-1, wet hair, dry shirt, little belly, big dreams. And Lisa Gilroy, whoever that is, and Earwolf, whatever that is. Our producers are Matt Apodaca and Cody Fisher. Mwah! Love you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelo, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacquise Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com. And follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.